This is Get Me Out of My Mind, a Bandom fanfic featuring members of Panic at the Disco, written by Fictional Aspect and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13, contains the pairing Spencer Smith, Brendan Urie, and is a fluffy little first-time piece that takes place pre-band signing. The first thing that Brendan does when he gets home is open his live journal and make a post that says, "I'm in a band! Yeah, what now, motherfuckers?" Then he deletes it. Because the only people who actually read his live journal are, like, his cousins in Tucson and a couple of people at school, and a weird guy from who knows where who always comments on shit, but Brendan doesn't actually know who he is, so he never responds. But the point is, he made the entry. Brendan is in a band. He can do shit like that on the internet now. Brendan's band consists of Brent, one skinny kid named Ryan who has gauged ears and carries a notebook around in his messenger bag, and a drummer named Spencer who is super fucking hot, but Brendan's not actually going there because that way lies madness. Also, it's not his band. Brendan's just the keyboard player. It's Ryan's band, because Ryan sings and plays guitar, and while Brendan is well aware that he also sings and plays guitar, he feels like suggesting that they perhaps should do it together is a bit much after just one practice. Brendan is learning about this self-restraint thing. He is a self-restraint master. He also thinks he might have sweated on Spencer's palm when they shook hands. Just a little bit. The weird thing about Spencer and Ryan is that Brendan never actually told them where he works. He's met them exactly 3 times at practice, and then all of a sudden they start showing up at the smoothie hut, waltzing in through the door like this is a normal and natural part of being in a band, this whole stalking your new members thing. "Hey," Brendan says, leaning on the counter. His awful banana yellow hat is pulled down low over his face, because it's easier to pretend he doesn't know people that way. "Yo," Ryan says, nodding at him. "Are you busy?" Brendan looks around the empty room. "Yes," Brendan says, nodding solemnly. "Cool," Ryan says. "I brought some lyrics." "Do we get free smoothies?" Spencer says. "If my boss comes in here, you paid for these," Brendan says, pushing them across the counter. "If your boss comes in here, I'll tell him you're his most valuable employee," Spencer says, nodding firmly. "You pulled our chairs out for us and everything. We even watched you help an old lady across the street." "An old lady with cancer," Ryan chimes in, emotionless. "In a wheelchair, with a puppy." "That might be pushing it," Brendan says. "Ryan has to go to work," Spencer says, after waiting his turn with all of Brendan's other customers. It always gets busy right before he's ready to go off his shift. It's stupid. "When are you off?" 6, Brendan says. "We work split shifts on the weekends." "Did you drive?" Spencer says. Brendan nods, already calculating the order of the family who's just walked in behind Spencer. 3 kids, so 3 kitty-sized cups? Except the oldest one is like 11, so she'll probably want a bigger one. Except there's no way to tell how big. Christ. Kids these days. Brendan has been drinking the Supreme size since he was 12. But Brendan is also a lot more enthusiastic about sugary fruit drinks than most of the general populace, he feels. "So cool, can I catch a ride back with you?" Spencer says, and Brendan blinks. "What?" he says. "Ryan has to go to work," Spencer says. "But we can hang out, if you want. Or I could just sucker you into driving me home, that works too." "I drive a purple minivan," Brendan says, before his mouth catches up with him. I know you do, Spencer says, grinning at him. It's hot. Excuse me, the lady behind Spencer says impatiently. Excuse me? I'll drive you home, Brendan says, and tries to focus on the aggravated lady's order and her three adorable, annoying children and what size smoothies they want in what combination. He does not focus on the way Spencer's jeans cling to his hips when he turns away from Brendan and goes to tell Ryan the news. Sorry I suckered you into this, Spencer says, when they're walking out the front door of the smoothie hut. My sisters are having a birthday party today. I really don't want to go home. It's okay, Brendan says. He ignores the twist in his gut. But I thought we could hang out, Spencer says. You know, bond. Bonding is cool, Brendan agrees, very casually. He is a master of casual. You want to call Brent up? I see Brent all the time, Spencer says, flashing him a smile. Let's just go drive around, hang out. You have a CD player in the van? If you call this a CD player, Brendan says, holding up the portable one that he's rigged to his ancient tape deck. You have to hold it in your lap, or else it'll skip. I can do that, Spencer says, sliding into the passenger seat and taking it out of Brendan's hand. Brendan's engine makes a clanging noise 16 miles into his and Spencer's epic bonding journey of self-discovery and avoidance of family birthday parties. Brendan says. The clanging noise gets louder. Shit, Spencer says. The tow truck guy is totally nice and awesome and drops them off within walking distance of their houses. Or, well, within walking distance of Spencer's house, anyway. My parents will give you a ride home, Spencer says. No sweat. Cool, Brendan says. His parents are probably already freaking out about how their son and his trusty purple minivan are not home yet. They're probably somewhere between anger and concern, and about 3 hours away from calling the cops. But Brendan is not overly worried. Spencer is hot, and his parents could use a little shaking up every once in a while. They're going to have to get used to Brendan's rock star lifestyle now that he's in a band. Let's go this way, Spencer says, and points toward a winding path heading into the fake woods that the developers planted to give the neighborhood atmosphere. It's a shortcut. Are you a serial killer? Brendan says, because he feels like he should check, just in case. The pretty ones are always dangerous. What? Spencer says. That's kind of a serial killer thing to say, Brendan says. Over there, into those creepy trees, it's totally a shortcut to death, Brendan says, dropping back into his normal voice for the last bit. Spencer grins at him and bumps Brendan's shoulder with his shoulder. He has to lean down a little to do it. You're the one who keeps candy in his purple minivan, Spencer says. So do you have a girlfriend? Spencer says, as they're walking along. Brendan knows he's just making conversation, but it makes his heart start fluttering in his chest all the same. Go away, Brendan thinks to the heart flutters, and the way his hands suddenly feel clammy, stuffed into his back pockets. Shut up! Go away! No, Brendan says, shrugging. You? Nah, Spencer says. I'm not really the girlfriend type. Love 'em and leave 'em, Brendan says, in a Sean Connery accent that's so terrible as to be mostly unrecognizable. That's Ryan, Spencer says, shooting Brendan another one of those cautious, sharp-edged grins. But no, I'm actually gay. Oh, Brendan says, and then trips over his own feet. He goes sprawling forward, His cheek hits the ground with a sick thump.
Ow,
Brendan says. It comes out muffled. Dude, are you okay? Spencer says, leaning down. Wait, can I touch you? Is this a thing? I just figured if you're gonna be in the band, Brendan says, into the dirt. He picks himself up carefully. His cheeks feel kind of weird and gravelly. No, Brendan says, and takes Spencer's offered hand. It's cool. Sorry, I'm just a klutz. You sure? Spencer says. Because if it's not, I would be running away right now, Brendan points out, still trying to rid his skin of all the dirt he managed to accumulate on the way down.
Or like punching you or something.
Professing my manly virility against your homosexual ways.
Manly virility, huh?
Spencer says. It's a bonus feature, Brendan says. Comes with the Brendan Urie Special Deluxe Edition.
And you're... not the Special Deluxe Edition, Brendan says.
Dude, seriously, do I have grass in my hair? Spencer continues talking during the rest of the way home.
Spencer likes boys, Brendan's brain tells him. Spencer likes boys. Spencer likes boys. Spencer likes boys! Holy crap. Wait, maybe I shouldn't say holy when thinking gay thoughts, except that's kind of all the time. So fuck it, seriously though. Spencer likes boys. What? What? What?
Brendan responds when appropriate.
I think the carnage is over,
Spencer says, peering carefully down his driveway.
6 half-deflated green balloons still float from his mailbox, drooping sadly in the non-existent wind. You want to chance it?
You're the boss, Brendan says. He follows Spencer inside. Spencer's parents are nice and welcoming and offer to let Brendan use their phone. Brendan uses their phone, gets yelled at, hands it over to Spencer's mom when his parents ask to speak to Spencer's parents to make sure Brendan isn't in some opium den of sin having premarital sex and drinking tequila. And somehow, by the time Ginger... Seriously, Spencer's mom has the best name. Brendan is thinking about how Panic needs to write a song about a girl named Ginger already, except that's Spencer's mom, so maybe it would be weird. Hangs up. It has been decided by the powers that be that Brendan is staying over.
It's just so late, Ginger says. I figured you boys wouldn't mind.
Do you mind?
Spencer says, raising an eyebrow at Brendan.
Like he's waiting for Brendan to say he does,
despite Brendan's protestations to the contrary. And the fact that he'd let Spencer hold his hand when he pulled him up. And also the fact that Brendan has a giant creepy crush on Spencer that is possibly visible from outer space, except for how Spencer seems to be too dense to notice.
Only if you hog the remote control, Brendan says. Then I mind.
It's already 10:30, so Ginger asks them politely if they wouldn't mind hanging out upstairs, so she and Spencer's father, Jeff, Brendan remembers, which isn't nearly as cool a name as Ginger, can watch TV in the lounge and have some adult time.
Banished again,
Spencer says, mock sadly. Ginger ruffles his hair as he walks by. I hurt because I love, Ginger says. And Brendan sort of wonders if maybe Ginger and Jeff might adopt him if he asks nicely. Except then he and Spencer would be stepbrothers. So maybe not.
What do you want to do?
Spencer says. Once he's sat down on his bed and is kicking his shoes off.
I have a PS2. Exploding things are cool,
Brendan nods. He's been in Spencer's grandmother's basement before, but he's never been in Spencer's house. He's never been in Spencer's room.
It's an ungodly mess,
which is weirdly comforting. It looks a lot like Brendan's.
They play video games for a while. Brendan decides to just go for it. He has almost nothing to lose except, everything. But he's pretty sure this whole night is a weird gift from a friendly god or something. And Brendan is damned if he's going to let it pass by without so much as a, hey, I tried. Brendan is living in the moment, okay? This is the beginning of his new rock star lifestyle. Except his rock star lifestyle might come to a sudden and abrupt end once he opens his mouth. But Brendan is very carefully not thinking about that. So there's no way this isn't going to sound like a come on, Brendan says. In retrospect, not a great opener. Also, a lie. What? Spencer says, pausing the game. I am not entirely straight, Brendan says. Okay, Spencer says, blinking at him. Just saying, Brendan says, after a long, long, long awkward pause. Just felt like sharing. Right, Spencer says. You seemed freaked out, Brendan says. I just wanted you to know. He frowns at the screen, mashing on the circle button for dear life. Those circle-square-X combos always fuck him over. Spencer pauses the game again. Aren't you Mormon? Spencer says, after a beat. He sounds confused, like Brendan just came out of left field and threw his whole worldview out of whack or something. Only by association, Brendan says. Have you ever even kissed a guy? Spencer says, frowning deeper at Brendan. This is not how Brendan intended this conversation to go. No, Brendan says. Does it matter? No, Spencer says eventually, shaking his head. I guess not. Okay then, Brendan says, and unpauses the game again. They're down to the sleeping uncomfortably on Spencer's floor part of the evening, before Spencer says quietly, neither have I. Oh, Brendan says, because that seems weird. Spencer is hot. There is no reason Spencer should not be going out and getting kisses from all available hot guys who are into that. I didn't mean to be a dick earlier, Spencer says. Brendan blinks into the semi-darkness. You just kind of threw me for a loop. I do that to people, Brendan agrees. It's a talent. Yeah, Spencer says. You want to make out? What? Brendan says, sitting upright and peering at Spencer. There is no way this is going to be that easy. Not after Spencer's reaction earlier. What? Brendan says again. For science, Spencer says. But his voice is a little weird around the edges. Like he's scared. It's okay, Brendan thinks. It's okay. I'm scared too. What about the band? Brendan says. Even though that's probably the last thing he should be bringing up right now. Every great band needs some homosexual tension, Spencer says. It fuels the creative fire. Right, Brendan says. Of course. We don't have to, Spencer says, once the silence stretches out around them. It was just an idea. Brendan can't think of anything to say to that. He fumbles himself up on Spencer's bed instead, hitting his ankle on the way up and swearing. Shh! Spencer hisses, his voice warmer now, more full of life. Dude, you're gonna wake my parents up. Sorry, Brendan says. Spencer's smile is this little slice of white in the darkness. Brendan takes a deep, deep breath and leans in and misses. That's my ear,
Spencer mumbles. And then he's turning his head, and Brendan tries again. And overbalances. He lands on top of Spencer. He feels Spencer's ribcage shake with suppressed laughter.
"You're kind of bad at this," Spencer whispers, and then...
"Oh, wow," Brendan thinks. Oh, wow.
They're kissing.
Spencer's mouth is soft. And wet. And good at kissing. Brendan is a fan.
"Still cool?" Spencer mumbles, once they pull away for air.
"Still cool," Brendan agrees. The second kiss is a little more firm, a little less hesitant. Spencer's tongue flicks at the seam of Brendan's lips. Brendan opens for him, and Spencer makes this muffled noise into Brendan's mouth, soft and low.
"Fuck," Brendan thinks. "Fuck, this is awesome."
"Still gay?" Spencer says, the next time they pull away. He licks at the seam of his lips.
"Still pretty gay,"
Brendan confirms. He wants to let his weight rest on Spencer, wants to touch him while they're kissing, but he feels like that might be pushing things. Brendan doesn't want to push things. He just wants to do this forever, or at least until the sun comes up.
"You?"
Brendan says, as they're leaning back in.
"I don't know,"
Spencer says, biting gently at Brendan's bottom lip. "I think we should keep testing the theory. I'm not sure yet."
"Let it never be said that I am not a man in pursuit of science,"
Brendan says. They make out until Brendan has to go jerk off in the bathroom.
Brendan says,
and Spencer nods at him.
He's flushed all the way down to his collarbone. They're still wearing clothing, mostly, but Spencer's shirt is rucked up, and there's all this soft skin that Brendan can't help skimming his fingertips over.
Brendan feels lame for being this trigger-happy, but he's also going to come, like, really soon if Spencer doesn't stop biting down on his lower lip and doing that thing with his hips.
"You can just," Spencer says, pushing his sweaty hair out of his eyes.
Bathroom, if you need to. And I'll just..."
"Yeah,"
Brendan says, nodding. His erection bobs out in front of him when he stands up. Spencer still looks dazed. Brendan tries to subtly tuck himself into his waistband so he won't scar any members of Spencer's household. He shakes his shoulders out a little and gets ready to feign sleepiness in the hallway in case he runs into anyone.
"Wait,"
Spencer says suddenly. He leans up and kisses Brendan again, almost feverishly. Brendan leans into it until Spencer breaks the kiss, panting.
"Okay, now go,"
Spencer mutters, and Brendan can see Spencer's hand resting on his stomach.
And Brendan needs to leave now before they accidentally have sex. Brendan is pretty sure that watching Spencer come counts as sex.
Oh, God. Watching Spencer come. He leaves the room. Spencer's bathroom is down the hallway from his room. Brendan tiptoes. His dick is absolutely fucking aching. This is torture. This is also not how Brendan thought he'd be spending the evening, but he's really not complaining.
"I am jerking off in Spencer's bathroom,"
Brendan thinks, once he's managed to make it to the door. He leans up against the shower stall, grabbing toilet paper and balling it up with one hand, while the other hand gets down to business. Brendan spits on his hand, and he closes his eyes, and he thinks about Spencer coming again. And this time he doesn't actually try to blunt the thought, sees it in all of his brain image technicolor glory. Sees the flush on Spencer's chest and on his cheeks, and the way he tilts his head back when something particularly nice happens, and the way his mouth falls open when Brendan sucks at the thin skin on the side of his neck. The whole
whole thing takes about 2 minutes.
I totally just jerked off in Spencer's bathroom,
Brendan thinks again, as he's cleaning himself up.
Weird.
Hey, Brendan whispers. Once he's carefully opened Spencer's door and confirmed that Spencer is in possession of all his clothing and also no longer having an orgasm.
Hey, Spencer says.
He's sitting up in bed, looking sated. He smiles when he sees Brendan.
We're cool, right? Spencer says, as Brendan's sitting back down on his own lump of blankets on Spencer's floor. No freakouts? We're good?
Yeah, Brendan says, going up on his knees to kiss Spencer. Because damn, why the hell not? The gods of Brendan are apparently being generous today, and Brendan is going to take everything they want to offer him.
Spencer tips his head up in response. The kiss is soft and sweet, slick around the edges.
We're cool, Brendan whispers. And Spencer's answering smile is a slice of happiness in the dark. The end.